الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. The sunnah is of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is one of our prime objects in our life. With regard to the many sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, one very important sunnah, which normally we say this is a sunnah, but this sunnah is a wajib, is a compulsory act, and that is the keeping of a beard. That is very, very important, and in Islam, and to keep a beard. It is a sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi, Allah reward him very greatly, he explained that every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is most beautiful. There is no doubt about that. And in Jannah, the people of Jannah will not have beards. So now there is a apparent discrepancy that Jannah, all the good things are there. So if the beard was good, it should be in Jannah also. And if the beard is not good, it should not be the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the explanation of that, Allah ta'ala reward our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, that the people of Jannah, yadkhulun al-jannah, ahlul jannah, wum abna'u salateen, ثلاثة وثلاثين. The people will enter Jannah at the age of 30 or 33, the man will be. That will be their age. And that will be the age when they will have become baligh. Like here in this world, normally a boy becomes baligh by the age of 15. Sometimes earlier, whatever, but roughly 15 years. But when he becomes, when he becomes baligh, his beard doesn't come out still. Beard comes out by the age of 17, 18. Later, about 2-3 years later, the beard starts coming out. So the people of Jannah will enter at the age of Bulugh, when they will be baligh, 30 or 33. And because there is no time in Jannah, you will not become 30. If you are 30, you will remain forever 30. So they will be at that young age of just becoming baligh, like a young boy when he's at the height of his stamina, strength, everything. It is when he's about 15. And then afterwards, once he becomes, and now when he has become baligh, and he starts losing his blood in the form of semen, whether it is in wet dreams, or in the form of some other haram way, or even if he gets married then, and he starts now his strength, his stamina, his vigor becomes less all the time. So the people of Jannah, they will be at that age, and they won't become older. So they won't reach that age where the beard can come out. Had they grown a bit older, the beard should definitely have come out. But they're going to remain at that age of 30 or 33. And continuously they'll be at that age. Had they grown older for another 2-3 years, then the beard should have come out. But then again, they should have grown older and become old men in Jannah. And again, their backs will be paining, their backs will be bent, and all the what comes with old age. So there is no old age also, no growing up in Jannah. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say very beautifully on this, that don't become an advanced Jannati. That is, in Jannah you won't have a beard, so don't become advanced Jannati that you don't have a beard yet. Yeah, follow the sunnah and keep the beard. And by the barakat of that, you'll become a Jannati there. And then there you won't have a beard. Also, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should explain that those people who don't keep beards, many times people who are not used to people with beards, small children especially. And when a bearded person comes, they get like frightened from it. Hazrat should explain the reason for that is the child was used to two mothers. That is, the mother didn't have a beard and father also didn't have. So he thought he's also a she. And she is also a mother. And a mother is always soft and kind, tolerant, compassionate. And a father is usually stern, hard. So when he sees now somebody, now he gets frightened. That's why he's crying. So we shouldn't be advanced generative. And we shouldn't be, we are he, not a she. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to also say that if you ever see a lion, that the male lion without a beard, and a male lion, all of them has got beard. And it says you want to be like a lion, like a man, like a male lion, or you want to be like a female. So be keep your beard. And then the other point is, so we all should, many people also say, that you always carry on as though the whole of Islam is in the beard. So that is definitely not the case, and nobody claims that the whole of Islam is in the beard. But what is definitely true, that the whole beard, not a small or not a just a fancy beard, just sporting a little hair, a proper beard is definitely in Islam. And it's a major part of Islam. The whole of Islam is not in the beard, but a proper sunnah beard is definitely in Islam, and that is amongst the things that will make you perfection and make you a perfect person. One great buzurg, who was a great buzurg, he had visited India from another country, and everyone spoke about him. What a great buzurg, what a great buzurg. So our buzurgs also went and visited him, but they saw that he hasn't got a beard. So and he's shaving his beard. If it doesn't grow, it's a different thing, but he's shaving his beard. So they told him, Hazrat, that you are such a great buzurg, your character, your ibadat, everything, but no beard. And so there's also another point, that a person's piety, everyone's piety is in different things. For example, the first time the great ulama of Morocco came in Jamaat to Raiwi. So Abdul Wahhab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, asked them that in your country, what do you regard as piety? So they were a bit shy, they didn't want to speak. So when he coaxed them, that what do you people regard as piety? They said one small sentence, and they said that we only have 2 meals a day. And yeah, in driving, 3 meals. Breakfast, lunch, supper. So they would regard such a person as a dunyadar person. Just involved in food all the time. And just worried about his food. They say we just have our 2 meals. So that was their piety. So everyone's standard of piety is different. And a person regards himself as pious according to his standards. And if somebody else is doing something wrong, he regards him as nothing. That person got no piety. Because he is grading him according to his standards. Whereas the real is to see our Sharia completely. Somebody that who goes for Umrah every year, so that's his piety. Somebody who goes, gives his chilla every year is his piety. And a person who doesn't go for chilla, that person is nothing. And another person who makes tahajjud, that's his piety. And another person who does social welfare work, worried about the widows, the orphans, the children, that is his piety. And for every person, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, everyone's piety, Allah is hidden in something else. And this person is pious, but he can't see the piety of another person. That person can't see his piety. Allah has hidden everyone's piety in different things. So anyway, this buzurg, they told him that you are so pious, everything, but no beard. So he said that my piety, he didn't say the words my piety, but for me, that I don't hurt anyone's feelings. That is my piety. That I make sure I don't hurt the feelings of any person. So they were great buzurgs. They said that you may be saying that you don't hurt anyone's feelings, but every morning when you put the razor on your cheek, you are cutting the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that you are not only not hurting him, you are putting the razor on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a genuine, sincere person. Immediately he realized and he made tawbah. And he said, Jazakumullah, Jazakumullah, you opened my blind eyes. And that is also a sign of a genuine person. Not when you find you telling your mistake, he becomes angry and he takes out 10 of your mistakes. And he goes on a tangent. But a genuine person will say Jazakallah. And really that is a person who is sincere, who wishes people must point out his mistakes before they are pointed out and he comes to know of them when he's in the qabr. And all the wrongs, and there we start getting punished in the different ways. Just an incident recently of one person who passed away, and his friend saw him continuously in terrible punishment. He was getting guna punishment there. Then he asked somebody to hack that site of his. And when they destroyed that site, nobody was listening. Then he stopped getting those dreams of the punishment. He said he couldn't stand it. He didn't sleep at night. He didn't want to sleep. He made sure he stay awake because he couldn't take the screaming of that person. Allah save us all. So, and that is a reality which we are all going to. So the beard also, Allah give us tawfiq that we keep the beard and a proper sunnah beard. So we should keep a beard. Then the beard itself, the Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, of his great, great accomplishment, and the whole ummah has to give du'as to Hazrat that he elaborated the subject completely, opened it up completely, that how important, what the beard actually, all the details of it Hazrat explained. So the beard then, the sunnah, and Allah gave me more courage to speak on this when I came to know from Hazrat that if a person, his beard is to the less than what it should be, to the extent of one rice grain, so much it is less than what it's actually supposed to be, if the guna is the same as not keeping a beard at all. And there are many, many people, righteous, pious people, ulama, but the beard, they are not correct. So the guna is like you can have no beard. If it is just to the extent of one rice grain, less than what it is supposed to be, then the guna of that is that you did not have a beard. And when a person does not have a beard, which means that if it is not full, complete beard, that person 24 hours is in guna. He's sleeping and he's in guna. He's in the toilet and he's in guna there also. He's in namaz and he's guna. He's in Arafat and he's stretching his hands and crying and tears are coming. And he's making dua. He's making tawbah and he's istighfar also. But he's in guna all the time. Because his beard, he hasn't got a beard, or it's not the full sunnah beard which is required. And really, I for myself, Allah, how much du'as I make to Hazrat for Hazrat that he taught us all these things and he spelled it out. We really have to appreciate very greatly that the details Hazrat explained. So to keep the proper sunnah beard, the one is the area that it has to cover. The area, the length we just now mentioned, but the area it has to cover. So the word lihiyatun Arabic, lihiyah is beard. In Urdu, dhari, beard. And both lihiyah comes from the lower jaw. And dhar is the lower jaw. If we open our mouth, you can feel where your lower jaw is. That is not so easy to gauge it. But very easy outer is from where the two lips meet to the front of the side burn. If you, not a straight line, but a little bit of a curve, that area. That all is part of the beard. Now in here you will find, unfortunately, perhaps some of us sitting here also, that cleaning the beard, we go below that point. Where the two lips meet and going up to the front of the side burn. This front portion here, this portion here, there were many of us, we shaved that part. So that the guna is like having no beard. Though you are pious in all your other matters, but by Allah you haven't got a beard. You haven't got the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it should be, and then again, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should explain that when you start removing this section, then you're going lower and lower until teen bata char, three quarter you have wiped off, kal farihul ba. Your beard, your cheek now, no beard. Then you have like a French beard, a little line. Just a little line. And this section here, all. The little you took out here below, or on the cheek, just now we'll come to that. Just below the cheek where the line is, where you are not supposed to cut. You cut, then you're going lower, lower. And then you find you have got like a L shape of a beard. And that is like in Shariat, no beard whatsoever. So that is, we should be careful of that. Then here at the bottom, where the throat is, that is another aspect that also Hazrat explained, the hair which grows here on your throat. That hair that grows towards the beard, you are not allowed to take that off. The hair that grows away from the beard, that you can remove. And that Hazrat explained also, and Hazrat's examples also were what example? That the soldier who is with his army is counted with that army. But the soldier who goes away from the army, he's a traitor. He has to be shot in the back. If he's gone away from the army. So that beard that grows, hair that grows with the beard, that's part of the beard. And the hair that grows away from it, you are allowed to remove it. So that is on that section. Then, on the cheek is not part of the beard. You are allowed to remove the hair on the cheek, but make sure it doesn't go below where it's supposed to be. It's just the cheek amount. And that also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should explain so beautifully, that if you allow the hair to grow on the cheek also, and your wife wants to land a kiss on your cheek, now she got no place, no landing space. Everywhere there is now hair growing. So where is she going to land her kiss? So leave that open for her. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, keep a beard, and it is the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So keep it also properly. And the keeping of the beard properly, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the beard has got three rights. The one is taghseel. We should wash the beard also. Making wudu also properly, khilal, etc. And you should wash it also. Second is tadheen. Put oil in the beard also. And for third is tashmeed. Comb the beard also. Don't keep it like wild, that somebody when they see you, they get frightened also. Keep it in the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep it in that wonderful way, properly. Keep it in a nice, proper way, so that people admire that beard. And they can see the beauty of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should keep it in that way. The other is the mustache. With regard to the moustache, the best is to remove the moustache completely, not with a manual razor. That is with a shaver, and you shave it off, that is not permitted. You can with a scissor, and you use these electric shavers, battery operated shavers, they work on the principle of a scissor. They are cutting all the time. That is permissible. And Hazrat should say, it's so easy today, the electric shavers and that, battery operated, so many, and they are so easy. You can remove them, so you, with that you can remove it. So to remove your moustache completely, that is sunnah. That is the first level of sunnah, the highest degree. Hazrat should say, is a first class pass. And what is permissible, just a passable standard, that you keep your moustache, but the whiteness of the top beard must not be covered. It must not cover the whiteness just above the top lip. That is makruh, then it's not correct. So you can cut it if you want to keep a moustache, but the best is not to keep a moustache. And so Hazrat explains, once in Bombay he explained this masala, that to keep the moustache, to remove it completely, is first division part. And to keep a moustache is second division, but with the condition it doesn't cover the whiteness, or just above the lip. And for ladies, they won't have beard. This mayan appears, it's not for them. But for them, they must see their husband keeps a proper beard. Their children, and they will get that full sawab. They should not discourage the husband from keeping a beard. They should encourage him. And proper sunnah beard, they also should learn what the all the details of the beard and make sure their children, when they become baligh, then when they start, many young boys, they don't want to keep beards. Especially they're going to school, university, etc. They're shaving their beard. So the mother must see that they do all this. And they will also get all this sawab. So when Hazrat explained this there in Bombay, then one young person told, that was called, I'm quite happy that I have a second division pass. That I keep my moustache, but it doesn't cover the whiteness of my beard, of my top lip. So his father was present, he said, no, you are lying. When you got married, you are not, he said, anything second division, I'm happy. When you got married, you are not happy with a second hand girl. You wanted a virgin, you wanted a young girl. And when you furnished your house, you are not happy with second hand furniture. You wanted new furniture. But when it comes to deen, then why are you happy with second hand? They are also first. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abraham al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say that a person, everything of his dunya, house he keeps neat and tidy. Garden he sees to that everything is done. You want the best in your dunya, so have the best in your deen also. Why when it comes to deen, then we are happy with second division. Then we are happy, whereas the first is deen. In your dunya if it's second division, no problem. But your deen always have first division. So the mustache also we must see. And it's mustahab at least once a week on Jummah, part of the preparation of Jummah, to remove the mustache. And the most 40 days. By then we shouldn't keep it longer than that. So we should clean the mustache also. Then the next is the baby beard, which grows just below the lower lip. The baby beard. And Hazrat should say, this is a baby that remains a baby whole life. It's always a baby, it doesn't become a full beard. And the habit of this baby beard is that the hair curls up and comes in your mouth. So Hazrat should say, like your little baby, when you are eating, the child will put its finger in your mouth and take out the sweet or whatever is in your mouth also. So you don't bite the child's finger. Nicely you take his finger out and you remove it. The same way, this beard, don't cut it off. The baby beard, don't cut off the baby beard. But put some oil or even just water. And it's very, very, it's not stubborn. The minute you put little oil, water, it obeys and it goes down. It's not stubborn that it still will just wants to come up. So the baby beard must also be kept. It must not be removed. It must be there. Then the beard, do we find one? The Arabs who keep their beards commonly, they are of course all types, who keep their proper beards also. But generally an Arab beard is called where it covers the required amount, required area. That is the proper area, what is called beard, it covers that. But they just keep it just there. They don't let it grow a first length. Far below a first length they keep their beard. Normally, that is called an Arab beard. A French beard, that we just have a line here. And a person is happy, I got a beard. Many people, they just keep, what do you call the beard, just on the chin?
Goatee.
There's just a little beard here. Many people, they want to show that we also pious. We accommodate religion. We're keeping beard. But this kind of beard are no beards whatsoever. It must be the sunnat beard. No French beard, no other Arab beard. It must be a sunnat beard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the area must be covered. And then after that, the length of the beard. The length of the beard, from the Quran Sharif it's proven. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had become very angry on his brother Harun alayhi salam, when the people went into the worship of the calf and that, then and Musa alayhi salam grabbed him, then he said, La ta'khudh bi lihyati wa la bi ra'si. Don't catch me by my beard. So the beard you can only catch if it's a first length. You catch a person with your fist. If he's just a little bit bare hair, how can you catch him by that? So that is proof from the Quran that it's a fist length. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he should do his preparation for Jummah, etc., going for Umrah, coming back, then he should take his beard and measure it, one fist length. And then whatever was extra, and keep a little bit. But more than that, you mustn't keep beard like the Jews either. They keep long, long beard. Don't keep your beard till your navel. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you keep such a long beard, then when you go for istinja, you have to put your beard under your armpit. Otherwise it will get napak. Such a long beard. So don't keep such a long beard also. One first length it should be. And one first length from all three sides. Yeah, the bottom also. And when you measure it, Hazrat should say also, don't call your two-year-old son and tell beta, come here, I want to trim my beard, come measure if it's true, if it's a first length. And with a small boy, his small little fingers, you measure with that. And don't measure it from under the lip, yeah. Then also it's not the right. From below the chin, measure that. And then don't put stretches and stretch your beard. No, just normally see. Because whenever you're going to walk around, people see you, you're not going to stretch your beard all the time. Well, what it is normally, just hold it and then see what is extra. So the length at the bottom also and on the sides also. Hazrat should have explained, take your beard like this when you want. What is extra now, that is permissible to cut. And Hazrat should explain, it's Allah's shukr that our beards don't grow like this. On the sides also, and bottom also, everyone should run from us. We should come in from the door in the house, wife should run out from the other door, that which beast is coming here now. So keep your beard properly also, so Allah made it that it grows like this. But when you trim it, then take it like this, and measure it like that, and make sure, and don't cut it less than that. It must be the full length, it's very, very important. So that length also is very important. The area it covers also, and the length also. And then from time to time, a person should see to his beard, and what is extra, he should cut it also. The sunnah of Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat is one first length. Not too long, and below the amount is not permissible also. So this is also one very important aspect of our deen, the sunnah beard. And it has a great, great effect on every aspect of a person's life. Scientifically, it has been proved we don't need all this. But those people who continuously shave their beards, put the razor, the nerves which are connected all to different parts, it affects the strength of a man. His strength, when you cut it weakens that. And therefore you will find commonly, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when he went to reunion, the French woman, they should always eye the Muslim man. And that is because they had this conviction that these people have got manpower in them. And their own men are useless. They can't do anything. So they should, so Hazrat should say to them that you have fear. When she says, come here please, say no, come here please, no thank you. And they ask why, and say for Allah's pleasure, that I can't even look at you. I don't want anything to do with you. So the beard has got every benefit. Every Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is ashal, easy. Also if you consider every day shaving, how much of time goes, money that goes, and all that. And then many times you get some eczema because of that. And you lose your manpower in the process. On the other hand, you keep a beard, how much of time is saved. But of course, to still, when you make your wudu, etc., comb your beard, etc., put oil, etc., water, wash it, everything. So the beard is also a great sunnah. May Allah give us tawfiq of every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever we can tell. And I usually say that we offer a free service. Anyone wants to, we will check your beard. We have to check our own first. And if anyone's beard is not, we can tell you. If you want, it's a free service, free of charge, that whether the beard is full or it's not right. So we should also one another, help one another and encourage. It will be very sad that I thought whole life I got a beard, when I went in the qabr, then there the guna is of no beard whatsoever. And it's not a small guna, and the punishment is not small either. Allah Ta'ala save us, forgive us, guide us, and let us bring the proper whole deen and sunnah into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.